This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a little symphony orchestra that could. But first, Jacob Cohen died this week, but only his mother, maybe the IRS, called him that. The rest of the world knew him as Rodney Dangerfield, the comedian who had more one-liners than the Pacific Coast Highway. Mr. Dangerfield was 82 years old and had had a difficult time recovering from heart surgery. Now, it's nearly impossible to talk about Rodney Dangerfield without recounting some of his jokes and one-liners that made his stand-up act succeed for so many years.
I was ugly. So ugly when I was born, the doctor smacked my mother. Hey, when I started in show business, I played one club that was so far out, my act was reviewed in Field and Stream. Hey, every time I get in an elevator, the operator says the same thing to me. Basement?
So that was him, wide-eyed, flabbergasted, a sad sack. But plucky, and he waltzed into movies and immortalized them. He made comedy albums, even wrote a rap song that went,
"Steak and sex, my favorite pair. I have them both the same way. Very rare."
They can take that, Eminem. Our entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell joins us from New York. Elvis, basement?
I'm sorry, Scott. I thought I was actually listening to Rodney Dangerfield. That impression was so spot on.
Had a great sense of identification with him. I learned this week.
I think we all did. You know, I think that's what worked about the act. Because it's hard to imagine now a comedian basically becoming a really big deal in his late 50s the way Rodney Dangerfield did. For a long time, he kind of went on the Carson show maybe once a month and showed up in what now seems like the kind of thing you see on C-SPAN, a black suit, a white shirt, and a red tie. You know, basically shooting his cuffs and pulling at his collar and doing those riffs, and just sort of worked so relentlessly at the act and such a journeyman that his respect level went up when he was taken in by the young, when he did Saturday Night Live like in the late 70s, and from there strode into Caddyshack. He just walks into that movie and gives it a real lively breath of fresh air.
We've got a clip from Caddyshack. This is Rodney Dangerfield at dinner with a bunch of swells.
Hey, Doc, can you scare up another round for our table over here and tell the cook this is low-grade dog food, all right? And here, take this for yourself, okay? Jeez, I had better food at the ball game, you know? I tell you, this steak still has marks where the jockey was hitting it.
And what we have to remember, too, is in Caddyshack, Rodney Dangerfield is the first person, the person who popularized the line when he sees a couple of people making out, "You two should get a room." He invented it, and it's now a part of the way people talk about things. And so much of what he did now has now become a part of popular culture. In fact, that rattling off of lines and not stopping for the laughs, basically, is something that he kind of invented, too, just kind of moving on and being immensely, brusquely self-deprecating and wearing that basically as kind of a red tie of courage.
He actually became a leading man. People found star vehicles for him. I'm thinking of the movie Back to School. He played a millionaire who decides he's going to accompany his son back to school and get a degree. Of course, he becomes fabulously popular. We have him in a scene in a hot tub.
Oh, hi there.
Hi.
What's your favorite subject?
Poetry.
Really? Well, maybe you can help me straighten out my Longfellow.
Now, what was his gift for taking a line that and making it work? That you know, so many other people would say it, and people would just think, well, that's a little offensive.
Well, it was that kind of rumpled baritone that he spoke in. So everything sounded kind of utterly disaffected, but he got that rhythm going. Mm-hmm. And by the time he did Back to School, you could hear this sort of pleasure in his voice in being immensely popular. And in fact, that movie kind of becomes symbolic of what his career was. You know, he did become that guy who became hugely successful and very popular with young girls and got a new lease on life at a time when basically people are filling out cards in the AARP magazine.
Elvis, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Our entertainment commentator, Elvis Mitchell, in New York.